there you have it. Three powerful images that God uses in this psalm to communicate how he will sustain you and me. The table, the oil, and the cup. The table reminding us that he renews us by giving us strength. The oil reminding us that he sustains us through an ongoing sense of purpose. And the cup reminding us that God sustains us by giving us joy.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, someone may hear that and say, okay, God gives strength and purpose and joy. I believe that to be true because he said it. But talk to the person who says, that's not my reality right now.
Well, you know, these wonderful gifts that are described in Psalm 23 are all found in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's really the central truth of the Bible, that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. So when you're saying, I don't have strength, where are you going to find it? You're going to find it in Christ. You don't have purpose. How are you going to find it? You're going to find it in Christ. You feel that you don't have joy. You're going to find it in Christ. So what we're going to look at today is what these experiences meant for Jesus himself, what it meant for him to come to the table, what it meant for him to drink the cup. And when we see what Jesus has done for us, I think we're going to see from the scriptures today that what we need really can be found and will be found in and through him. That's the hope that we're looking at today.
Well, join us in Psalm 23 as we continue a message called He Sustains Me. Here is Pastor Colin.
Three powerful images that God uses in this psalm to communicate how he will sustain you and me. The table, the oil, and the cup. The table reminding us that he renews us by giving us strength. The oil reminding us that he sustains us through an ongoing sense of purpose. And the cup reminding us that God sustains us by giving us joy. Now, here's the obvious question that arises at this point. How do these things become yours? Clearly, they were David's. He's testifying to them. He says, this is what God does for me. How does what David enjoyed become yours? That's the question that's before us today. And the answer to that throughout the Bible, and you can help me complete this verse, is that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. By the way, that was true of David, who lived 1,000 years before Jesus. The blessings that were purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ and given from his hand came to David 1,000 years before Jesus, in the same way as they come to those who believe in Jesus 2,000 years after the birth, death, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The whole of the Bible points us to Jesus. And by the way, our Lord Jesus knew the 23rd Psalm. In fact, we know from the number of times that our Lord Jesus quoted the Psalms, which were really the hymn book of his day, that the Psalms were constantly in his mind. So I want us to think about this, because we're asking the question now, how do these things become ours? And they become ours through Jesus. What then did the table and the anointing of oil and the cup mean for Jesus Christ? Think about the table. David says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What did the table mean for Jesus? Well, on the night that he was betrayed, Jesus met with his disciples to celebrate the Passover. And Matthew tells us specifically that he reclined at table with the 12. And think about this. Jesus sat at the table in the presence of his enemies. Judas Iscariot was there at the table with him. And it was at the table that Jesus took the bread and he broke it as he had broken it when he fed the crowd of 5,000 people, but this time he said something very important. He broke the bread and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." You see, this is my body. This is my blood. So Jesus does more than prepare the meal. Jesus is the meal. In other words, Jesus gives you strength by giving you himself. That's why he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever feeds on me will live because of me." The heart of the Christian life is that Jesus Christ gives you himself. He is your strength. And you feed on him by believing in him. And as you trust him, day by day in all that you face, you will draw strength from him. That's how the strength becomes yours. Jesus, yours, and you drawing strength from him. What about the anointing? What did that mean for Jesus? David said, "You anoint my head with oil." What task, what calling was assigned to Jesus? For what was he anointed? Now remember the image here. We thought a few moments ago about Aaron being anointed for the task of being the high priest. And the oil was poured over his head, and it ran down his beard and onto his collar and soaked into his robes. Now, I wonder if you remember that something very similar happened to Jesus in the house of a man called Simon. Jesus had gone there with a group of friends, and among them was Mary, the sister of Lazarus, who Jesus had raised from the dead. And she was filled with gratitude for all that Jesus had done and wanted to show her love for Jesus. She had a jar of very expensive ointment, and Mark tells us that she broke the flask and poured it over the head of Jesus. It was about a pint in volume, the Bible says. So if a pint of ointment was poured over the head of Jesus, it would have run down his face, over the collar, and soaked into his robes. The disciples said that it was a waste, but Jesus said this, and notice the words that he uses. "She has done a beautiful thing. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial." Now, do you see the significance? Aaron was anointed to be the high priest. David was anointed to be the king. Jesus was anointed for burial. Here's the work that the Father has given him to do. Your task, your mission is to give your life. Your assignment for which you are anointed is to be crucified, to be dead, and to be buried. It is to lay down your life for the sheep. Jesus was anointed for death and for burial so that you should be appointed to everlasting life. Jesus died so that you might live. And he anoints his own with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit so that you may be equipped for the work that the Father has prepared for you to do. And what about the cup? David says, "My cup overflows." What did the cup mean for Jesus? Well, you remember that Jesus spoke about the cup when he came to the Garden of Gethsemane. We're told that going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Now, what was this cup that was so horrific that Jesus would say, if it is possible, let it pass from me? Well, in the book of Revelation, there is a powerful description of the judgment that awaits unrepentant sinners. This is Revelation chapter 14 and verse 10. It is the wine of God's wrath poured full strength into the cup of his anger. That is an extraordinary description. The wine of God's wrath poured full strength into the cup of his anger. Now that is the cup that was given to Jesus. And if the thought of it made him shrink back in horror in the Garden of Gethsemane, what must the reality of drinking that cup have been like as he endured it on the cross? Now, why did the perfect, holy Son of God have to drink the wine of God's wrath poured full strength into the cup of his anger? Well, because all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to his own way, and the Lord laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. As Peter puts it in the New Testament, he bore our sins in his body on the tree. And when he took our sins upon himself, what that meant was that the wrath of divine justice that should have been ours was poured out upon him instead. Let me put it to you this way. Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath so that you, like David, could drink the cup of God's blessing. Now try and take in this picture then that I've adapted from an old Scottish pastor. God holds a cup in his hand. The cup is full, and it has your name written on it. He hands it down to you, and you shrink back in horror because you know what is in that cup that has your name written on it. The wine of God's wrath poured full strength into the cup of his anger. But before it reaches your hand, the good shepherd who is beside you raises his hand and takes it from the Father on your behalf. As he takes it, he shrinks back in horror because he knows what is in it. As he looks at it in his hand, he says, Father, if it be possible, let this cup be taken from me. And then he says, nevertheless, not what I will, but your will be done. And then the good shepherd drinks it. The wine of God's wrath poured full strength into the cup of his anger. He drinks it all until the cup is empty. And then he takes this cup with your name written on it and he fills it until it is running over. What is in the cup now? Love, grace, mercy, peace with God, everlasting life. And now he offers this cup with your name on it to you. Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath so that you should receive the cup of God's blessing. And David says, my cup overflows.
What an encouraging truth that is. We can receive the cup of God's blessing, and that cup can be overflowing. You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called He Sustains Me. This was originally part of a series called The Lord is My Shepherd, which was one of the most listened to messages of the past year. We went back and we took a look at what were the most downloaded, streamed, and requested messages, and we've compiled the top 10 and put them together in a series called Listener Favorites 2023. Now, this series is available on CD as our thank you gift to you as you give a gift of support. Open the Bible is listener-supported, and that's exactly what it sounds like. It's your generosity that keeps Pastor Collins teaching on this station. So as you give a gift of any amount, we want to send you Listener Favorites 2023. You can find out more or give online at openthebible.org or call us at 877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365 or openthebible.org. Back to the message. Again, here is Pastor Colin.
Now, I want in these last few moments here to speak to the person in this first service who is not yet a believer. So glad you're here. But you know that you have not yet committed your life fully and unreservedly to the Lord Jesus Christ. Something in you is holding out on him. And perhaps you've become used, as someone who comes to church, to hearing the claims of Jesus Christ on your life and brushing them off. And you say, well, I'm not ready and it's not for me and I don't need this and so forth and so on. You're quite used to doing that. That's become the habit. I want you to hear me for these couple of minutes here just now. I've got a question for you. When you hear that the Good Shepherd leads his sheep into rest and into right paths, and when you hear that the Good Shepherd restores his sheep so that he brings them back when they wander and he picks them up when they falter, and when you hear that the Good Shepherd guards his sheep so that even when they walk through the darkest imaginable valley, he is right there with them always. And when you hear that the Good Shepherd sustains his sheep by giving them strength and giving them purpose and giving them joy, isn't there at least something within you that says, I think I'd like that to be mine? Isn't there just something within your heart today that says, you know, I'd like to be able to say the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want because he leads me, because he restores me, because he guards me, and because he sustains me? And I'm here to say to you today that these wonderful gifts and more can be yours. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world and went to the cross in order to gather a flock, to make them his own. Why shouldn't you be among them? Why not you? You say, well, how do I become one of Christ's sheep? Well, let me give you the two words that Jesus used when he spoke about his sheep. The two words are hear and follow. This is what Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Hear. In other words, right now in this service this morning, recognize the shepherd's voice speaking to you out of his word. He's speaking to you. See, you could go home after this service. You could say, oh, I went to church today, and yes, there was a talk, and it was about the shepherd and the sheep, and he spoke about, you know, a table and an oil and a cup and all the rest of it, and that could be the end of it. But you could respond in another way. You could say, I heard the shepherd's voice today. God spoke to me today. God awakened something in my heart today. I began to actually feel today that I would want to have what he is offering to me. You know, Jesus said that no one can come to him unless the Father draws them. But you see, if you have a desire within your heart today to enjoy the leading and restoring and guarding and sustaining of the Good Shepherd, then you have every reason to conclude, God is drawing me. You're hearing the shepherd's voice. Right now, he's calling you. Right now, the good shepherd is inviting you to find strength at his table. Right now, think of this. The good shepherd is holding this flask of oil. He's ready to anoint you, give you his Holy Spirit so that you can find your place in his purpose in the world. Wouldn't that not be the most marvelous thing for you to know why you're in this world and for you to be pursuing God's purpose? Right now, he's holding out a cup for you with your name written on it. And it's not the cup of God's wrath poured full strength into the cup of his anger. It's the cup of blessing. This can be yours. And you're going to go out and say, oh, that's not for me, I don't need this, and all of that stuff again? Oh, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. God is speaking to you out of his word. The good shepherd is drawing you. He's whistling for the sheep to come. And when you recognize the voice of the Son of God, the good shepherd of the sheep, there's only one thing for you to do, and that is for you to follow. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. So give up your self-owned and your self-directed life. Where is it getting you? It's a complete dead end. Submit yourself to the good shepherd. He will lead you. He will restore you. He will guard you. He will sustain you. He's going to give you new strength. He's going to give you new purpose. He's going to give you new joy. I'm inviting you today to begin a new life in which you follow the good shepherd. Give yourself to him. Believe him. Trust him. Obey him. Follow him. And then you will be able to say with David and with all of the flock of God, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup overflows.
Well, I hope that you can genuinely say those things, that they are true of you today. And if not, you could change that today by, as Pastor Colin was talking about, by giving yourself to the Good Shepherd, believing him, trusting him, obeying him, and following him. And maybe you're in a place where you'd like to do that today, you'd like to talk with someone and pray with someone to begin that relationship with the Good Shepherd. I hope you'll contact us here at Open the Bible. We have staff who would love to talk with you about what it means to begin that relationship with Jesus. You can reach us toll-free. Our number is 1-877-673-6365. That's 1-877-OPEN-365, or our website is openthebible.org. And if you ever miss a broadcast, that's a great place to go to listen to what you missed, or to just go back and listen to the program again. Our website, again, is openthebible.org. Well, John Aiello is our executive director. He's been with Open the Bible for 12 years now, and it has been so cool to see over the past 12 years how God has used this ministry. And John, for those who have given gifts of support to Open the Bible, we want to say thank you. But if you've never given a gift before, this would be a great time for them to give a first-time gift.
It is, Steve. I want to make a humble ask and reach out to those people who've maybe benefited from the program, who've learned from Pastor Colin's teaching, have maybe grown from our website content and so forth, but have never had the chance or the opportunity to give. This is the month to do that. We had a very generous donor commit to matching dollar for dollar every gift given by a first-time donor during the month of July. So every gift given by folks who've never given before will be doubled, essentially, for us. And this doesn't happen often. It's just a wonderfully generous offer and something that's huge for us as a ministry. So I would just ask those people who find the program valuable to make this the month that they come alongside us in ministry, Steve.
Now, in addition, if you're a first-time giver, we're also going to send you a devotional, right?
We are. So first-time givers this month will receive a subscription to our daily devotional called Open the Bible Daily for the rest of this calendar year. All donors who give this month will receive listener favorites. This is always a big one for us during the year. It's the most listened to downloaded messages Pastor Collins preached on the program this year. All donors will get listener favorites 2023 as well, Steve.
Well, to request a copy of that CD series, Listener Favorites, to give a first-time gift and see your gift doubled, as well as subscribing to our daily devotional called Open the Bible Daily, you can call us at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or come visit our website, openthebible.org. For our Bible teacher, Pastor Colin Smith, and our executive director, John Aiello, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible. Do you have everything you need for life? Find out where that's found on the next Open the Bible.